Theme 15. How do mathematicians solve problems? There have been few vigorous scientific studies on this question. Modern educational research, based on cognitive science, largely focuses on education up to high school level. Some studies address the teaching of undergraduate mathematics, but those are relatively few. There are significant differences between learning and teaching existing mathematics and creating new mathematics. Many of us can play a musical instrument, but far fewer can compose a concerto or even write a pop song. When it comes to creativity at the highest levels, much of what we know or think we know comes from introspection. We asked mathematicians to explain their thought processes and seek general principles. One of the first serious attempts to find out how mathematicians think was Jacques Adamard's The Psychology of Invention in the Mathematical Field, first published in 1945. Adamard interviewed leading mathematicians and scientists of his day and asked them to describe how they thought when working on difficult problems. What emerged very strongly was the vital role of what, for lack of a better term, must be described as intuition. Some feature of the subconscious mind guided their thoughts. Their most creative insights did not arise through step-by-step logic, but by sudden, wild leaps. One of the most detailed descriptions of this apparently illogical approach to logical questions was provided by the French mathematician Henri Poincaré, one of the leading figures of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Poincaré was adamant that conscious logic was only part of the creative process. Yes, there were times when it was indispensable, deciding what the problem really was, systematically verifying the answer. But in between, Poincaré felt that his brain was often working on the problem without telling him in ways that he simply could not fathom. His outline of the creative process distinguished three key stages: preparation, incubation, and illumination. Preparation consists of conscious logical efforts to pin the problem down, make it precise, and attack it by conventional methods. This stage Poincaré considered essential. It gets the subconscious going and provides raw materials for it to work with. Incubation takes place when you stop thinking about the problem and go off and do something else. The subconscious now starts combining ideas with each other, often quite wild ideas, until light starts to dawn. With luck, this leads to illumination. Your subconscious taps you on the shoulder and the proverbial light bulb goes off in your mind. This kind of creativity is like walking a tightrope. On the one hand, you won't solve a difficult problem unless you make yourself familiar with the area to which it seems to belong, along with many other areas which may or may not be related, just in case they are. On the other hand, if all you do is get trapped into standard ways of thinking, which others have already tried, fruitlessly, then you will be stuck in a mental swamp and discover nothing new. So the trick is to know a lot, integrate it consciously, put your brain in gear for weeks, and then set the question aside. The intuitive part of your mind then goes to work, rubs ideas against each other to see whether the sparks fly, and notifies you when it has found something. This can happen at any moment. Poincaré suddenly saw how to solve a problem that had been bugging him for months when he was stepping off a bus. Archimedes famously worked out how to test metal to see if it were gold when he was having a bath.